It's GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Muslims all across Georgia and all around the world will be marking the holiday Eid al-Adha this weekend. The Festival of Sacrifice, which lasts from Saturday to Sunday evening, is one of the holiest in the Islamic religion, tracing back to the example of the Prophet Abraham. Dr. Nabil Safdar is a board member of the Islamic Speakers Bureau of Atlanta and a doctor at the Emory University School of Medicine. Last year, I sat down with him to learn more about this special day in the Islamic faith.
Eid al-Adha is the largest or most important holiday in the Islamic calendar. It is a commemoration of the willingness of the Prophet Abraham to sacrifice his son as a show of devotion to God. And Muslims every year primarily commemorate and memorialize this relationship between Abraham and God. But also at the same time, over 2 million Muslims worldwide are performing the Hajj or the pilgrimage to Mecca. And depending on who you are, for a lot of young kids, it's just a great experience to get lots of gifts and money.
So how will you commemorate this holiday?
So in the morning, we will, as a family, wake up, do our morning prayers, and get ready. So there's a lot of people really dress up. You see a lot of diverse clothing from all over the world. And then we'll go to the mosque for a prayer, a special Eid prayer and sermon. It's a great way to get a spiritual uplift, to remember what the reason for the holiday is. And then after that, there's a lot of visiting family, friends, which is a lot of fun, especially for those that have been able to arrange their schedule to be off from school or work. It's a whole day of, you know, just kind of fun, family and friends time.
Now, we are in incredibly tense and divisive times in our country right now. A number of mosques in Atlanta and throughout the state have been threatened in recent times. And I want to get your thoughts on that. What do you think is really behind these threats and the divisiveness?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with people just not knowing each other. There are approximately 125,000 Muslims in the state of Georgia. Many of them are in the Atlanta metro area. And what we find is the number one predictor of folks, Americans that are not Muslim, in terms of them having a positive view of Muslims and Islam, is knowing one. And oftentimes, it's just about having a personal relationship, knowing somebody from school, from work, from some other activity, and being able to apply that personal relationship and say, I know someone who's Muslim. I know what they're like. Oftentimes, when someone doesn't know anybody that's Muslim, we tend to hear sensationalized views or news, which kind of skews our perceptions.
So what is it that you want people to know about your religion today?
It is the most diverse American religion by ethnicity, according to the Pew Research Forum. Mm. And what that means is it's impossible to look at someone in most cases and know for sure that they're Muslim. It's impossible to say that a Muslim looks like this or like that or speaks this language or is from a certain place. There are Muslims in Atlanta and in Georgia and in the country whose families have been here for generations since the beginning of the United States. And there are people who literally have just immigrated very, very recently, some as refugees, some as professionals. And so that makes it a very diverse community, a lot of different beliefs and practices. And frankly, that makes the American Muslim community just like every other religious faith tradition in the United States.
Yeah. And, you know, you were saying that the best way to dispel fear and really to learn is to get to know someone who is Muslim. And we know that the mosque down the street from us, they actually host tours where you can go in and experience being in a mosque because a lot of people have never set foot in one.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would invite the entire listenership, if they're interested and they would like to reach out either to someone they know at work or school or to the mosque that's around the corner. There are dozens of mosques in the Atlanta area. And over 100 in Georgia altogether. Many of them will host tours, and anybody can always reach out to the organization, the Islamic Speakers Bureau of Atlanta, and we're happy to facilitate as well.
Dr. Nabil Safdar is a board member of the Islamic Speakers Bureau of Atlanta. We spoke last year. For more information on Eid al-Adha, go to gpbnews.org. This is GPB. جابك الله فضيلة واحتفل فيك رسولا والليالي الجميلة هنورت فيك يا عيد جابك الله فضيلة واحتفل فيك رسولا والليالي الجميلة هنورت فيك يا عيد علينا